BBC.
Learning English.
On your radio.
And on your computer. 24 hours a day at bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, Alexander. Thanks very much for your question. Well, the English language has lots of weather-related vocabulary. That's probably because the weather in the UK is so changeable. So let's look at the two adjectives that you've asked about. That's rainy and showery. When we say something like, it's a very rainy day today, we mean it's raining a lot, probably for most of the day, with only the odd break here and there in the rain, or maybe no breaks at all. But when we describe the weather as showery, what we mean is that usually it rains for a while, then it stops raining for a while, and then it starts again, and often on rain through the day. When we talk about the weather in English, we generally use a mixture of adjectives and nouns, and we have a few standard expressions as well. Here are some more words and expressions related to wet weather.
Drizzle.
That's a noun, and it means very soft, light rain, which usually continues for a long time. And the adjective form is
drizzly. Pouring.
This adjective means it's raining very heavily.
Sleet.
This is a noun, and it means freezing rain, a mixture of rain and snow together.
It's chucking it down.
This expression means it's raining really heavily.
Nice weather for ducks.
And this one also means it's raining very heavily. Now here's some vocabulary for hot weather.
Boiling.
This adjective means it's very hot.
Sweltering.
Another adjective for very hot.
Scorching.
This is an adjective again, which means extremely hot. And the noun phrase is
a scorcher. A heat wave.
This noun refers to a period of extremely hot and dry weather that lasts for several days or even weeks. Now here's some vocabulary for cold weather.
Chilly.
This adjective means quite cold.
Freezing.
This adjective means very cold.
Bitter.
This is an adjective which means extremely cold. And you can also say
bitterly cold. Frost.
This is a noun. This is the name for the layer of ice crystals that forms on exposed objects when the weather's very cold. This often happens overnight, and when you wake up in the morning, everything's white. And the adjective form for this word is
frosty. Icicle.
This refers to the kind of pointed stick of ice, which is formed by the freezing of dripping water. Now for wind, we can say
breeze.
This noun means a light wind and is often quite refreshing when the weather is hot. The adjective form is
breezy. Blowy.
We use this adjective when it's quite windy.
Blustery.
This adjective refers to wind blowing in short but strong and frequent bursts.
High winds.
This means strong winds.
Northerly or north winds.
This refers to wind direction, but it means where the wind comes from, not where it's blowing to. So north wind blows from the north.
It's a bit wild out there.
We can say this when it's very windy and rainy. There's several phrases also that you can use when you want to ask about the weather. Here are some of them.
What's it like outside?
And another one.
What's the weather like?
Here's another one.
Is it raining? Is it snowing? Is it sunny out there?
And finally,
have you seen the weather forecast?
And if you want to answer this question by talking about the weather in general, there's a few adjectives that go with the word weather, which you can use. You can say,
it's beautiful weather.
Another way to say this is,
oh, it's lovely weather today.
If the weather's not so good, you can say,
it's horrible weather today.
And if it's raining and windy and cold, you can say,
oh, it's foul weather today.
Well, I hope my answer has been useful, Alexander, and I hope that the weather in Russia is lovely today.
BBC Learning English.
For quizzes. Grammar tips.
Words in the news.
Discussion boards.
Message boards. And more.
Learning English. Improve your English.
Visit our website.
Visit bbclearningenglish.com.
24 hours a day.
bbclearningenglish.com.